Good morning. Welcome to the Way of Wisdom with Regina Sanders. I was listening to a wonderful pastor last night, and he directed us to the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 17. However, when I looked up the package, I inadvertently stopped on Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 7, and began reading. So today, I want us to look at what I read. Isaiah, chapter 1, verses 7 through 10. Your land is desolate, your cities burned with fire. Your fields, strangers are devouring them in your presence. It is desolation, as overthrown by strangers. The daughter of Zion is left like a shelter in a vineyard, like a watchman's hut in a cucumber field, like a besieged city. Unless the Lord of hosts had left us a few survivors, we would be like Sodom. We would be like Gomorrah. As I read this passage, my thoughts turned to America. We recently had two police officers shot in Ferguson, Missouri. This is just a little while after cars and buildings were burning there after a riot. The whole world is watching as ISIS slaughters Christians, and no one is stopping them. America, UK, Australia, world, it's time for the Christians to wake up. We have sat quietly on the sidelines watching prayer be taken out of school. We have watched the innocent babies be slaughtered. Now we are watching Christians be slaughtered as well. The truth is, this isn't new. I received a book this week, which is available on Amazon.com, titled Hearts of Fire. It is written by Steve and Jenny Cleary. In this book, the authors give a voice to eight ladies who were tortured and escaped after seeing many brutally murdered because they were Christians. These atrocities have been happening since the Holocaust, and they are still happening. It could happen in your neighborhood or mine. We have been desensitized to the horror of it through daily news and movies. Will you join me now in praying for these men and women, for our world? Saints, it is time that we lift our voices to God and cry out for protection, as David did in the Psalms. It is written in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Brothers and sisters, our land needs a healing. There are many, many souls out there who have been exposed to the truth, but the choice hasn't been made. Seeds are being planted through ministries such as the WOW Ministries, which allows this syndication to come forth. Seeds are being planted through television networks such as Inspiration Network, through many televangelists. But is the message being received? The seeds are going forth, but what ground are they falling on? Join me, please, as we pray for these Christians, for these nations. Let's pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning with a broken heart, with a humbled heart, Lord. I see my brothers and sisters being killed for the kingdom. And Father, they willingly lay down their lives for the furtherance of your kingdom. When asked, will you convert to this religion? They respond, no. They respond, there is power in the blood of Jesus. He is my Savior. He is my protector. Oh God, that we all may have faith like that. Father, there's times these parents have to watch their babies being martyred for the sake of Christ. Lord, your word tells us that we'll face persecution, possibly even death. Your disciples did, and we're no different than them. I just ask you, Father, to place a hedge of protection around these Christians. May their willingness to lay down their lives for the sake of the kingdom not go unnoticed. May it plant seeds of life into others, Lord. May, as their stories come out, may hearts not be desensitized and hardened through the media and the different things that are showing these images, but may it bring us to a place of humility. May it encourage us to band together, to lift these in prayer, to stand in the gap, keeping them ever before your throne. Father, I pray for those that are causing the torture. And I pray that they repent. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Lord, they think they're going about your work, just as Paul did before his conversion. So I pray that as these Christians stand before them, receiving the beating, receiving the scourging, even receiving death, that it speak life into these lifeless ones. There are zombies, Lord, walking through the land. And I pray that life enters them through the testimony and the witness that these Christians provide. Your word tells us that when bad things happen, you're there with us. Father, I ask you to let them feel your hand upon them, to feel your anointing, to feel your strength and your power in your life, even as they may face death. Father, this is a spiritual battle, for your word tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. So I ask you, Lord, I ask you to send a legion of angels to fight this spiritual battle in the heavenlies, to preserve life here on earth, to protect them, to honor them. Your word tells us in Psalm 91:15 that he'll cry out to you and you'll hear him, and you'll rescue him, and you'll honor him. Father, that's what we ask. That is what we ask. I thank you for ministries such as this one, which allows messages like this to go out. I thank you for ministries such as the Voice of the Martyrs that allows these testimonies to go out. Because, Father, your word teaches us in Revelation 12:11 that we overcome the accuser of the brethren because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of our testimony. Father, I ask you to honor these testimonies. I ask you to bless each one under the sound of my voice and to prompt them and to move them into banding together to lift these up in prayer. I ask you to protect us, Lord, that this evil doesn't come into our communities. Protect us from it. May there not be a spirit of fear, because fear is not from you. Fear is a work of the enemy that's there to steal our peace, our power, and our joy. But may we put on your mantle, Father, and walk in your protection, walk in your power, walk in your authority, and tell this evil, in Jesus' name, you've got to go. You're not welcome here any longer. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the power and the authority that you've given us through Jesus, through the things that he faced, through his service. I thank you. I thank you for your love for us, that you loved us enough to send him to die on the cross for us, facing the same persecutions that many of these Christians face now. I thank you, Father. I thank you for the blessings that you've given us, and I thank you for the blessings that are yet to come. I thank you that you are my Jehovah Jireh. I thank you for your anointing, for your love, for your mercy, and your grace. May all glory and honor come to you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask these things. Amen. Friends, I thank you for praying this prayer with me. I encourage you and I ask you to continue to pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ. And I encourage you to come back to the WOW Ministry, Partakers WOW Ministry, to listen to the other posts that are here. Because each one has an important message. Listen to it for words of encouragement. May each post, not just the ones by me, but the ones by the other authors that are there, may each one speak abundant life into you and power and authority through the name of Jesus. May they help carry you throughout your week. If there is a prayer need that you have, please write in to us. We'd love to join in prayer with you. If there's a testimony that you have, please write in to us. Share it. Because as I prayed, Revelation 12:11 teaches us that we overcome the adversary because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of our testimony. So I look forward to hearing from you. Brother Dave looks forward to hearing from you. And join us again next Wednesday for The Way of Wisdom with Regina Sanders. God bless you.